Before we share our prayer letters, our most recent ones from our missionaries, I wanted to show you something. Anybody seen this symbol here? It may be hard to see. Let me come down a little bit closer. It's the letter I, and then the greater than sign, and then you. Anybody familiar with text messaging? Okay. Anybody translate this? I am greater than you. This was started, this is available at Target, by the way, in the student section. They're publishing these. Now, it started out as a joke. I did a little research on this. It started out as a joke by some college students to raise money, and they started doing that. Now it's been mainlined and mainstreamed. Now they have it on clothing. They have their own clothing line now, and they're doing others of these types of things. This is a self-esteem issue that they call it. I wanted to share with you what one t-shirt manufacturer said about this particular line. Said, this is the international indication of elitism and superiority. This line of clothing and material that's put out now, they've got all kinds of stuff that's available. It says that these particular t-shirts and materials are available for people that have a grandiose sense of self-importance. Number two, that are preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Number three, believes that he or she is special and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people or institutions. Number four, receives excessive admiration. Number five, has a sense of entitlement, unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment, or automatic compliance with his or her expectations. Number six, is interpersonally exploitative. In other words, takes advantage of others to achieve his or her own means. Number seven, lacks empathy and is unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. Number eight, is often envious of others or believes that others are envious of him or her. Okay, these are the potential people that will buy this particular t-shirt, which has the exact same symbol as what's on the school material. All right, and then number nine, shows arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes. These will be the type of people. They have a whole series of these. Some of these are just too nasty to even show. I wouldn't show them to anybody. It was just unbelievable. This particular company, Digital Militia, they have a whole line of these kind of things. With a lot of filthy type stuff, but also self-esteem type stuff that's out there. And I thought it was very interesting in light of what was shared on Sunday about we live in a day and age where self is more important than anything else. And yet, this is what the Bible has to say. Philippians 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than themselves. So they got this all wrong. What should it be? The you and I should be changed around on here, right? You are better than I. But I looked online to try to find that. I could not find it. I figured somebody would have had some kind of a wonderful little idea. Oh, I'll make t-shirts like that. But I couldn't find anything. But I found tons of this. I am greater than you. But it's hard to say you are greater than I. And yet that's what John said about Jesus Christ. He must increase, I must what? Decrease. You are greater than I. You see, what this world has done, it takes the Bible and does what? Turns it all. Now, it started as a joke. But I want you to notice that nowhere on here, and I looked all over the place to see if there was any kind of a, this is just a joke, or this is something funny, or whatever. You can't find anything. It just has this. And then the publisher produced under license from Top Flight, which is a subsidiary of this Digital Militia type thing. But this is what's being put out for children, right? This is in the student notebook section at Target, all right? I am greater than you. It's funny how things that begin as jokes become a true statement of where we are today, and that certainly is true. I've got a whole stack of stuff off of the internet from different companies that are producing that. But I want us to think about that in relation to missions. You know how difficult it is for our missionaries to minister in a culture that the individual is greater than everybody else? And the gospel goes right after that very theme and said, it's not about you, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel says. You are unworthy, but He is worthy. You are undone, you are without righteousness, and anything that you put up as righteousness is dirty, filthy rags. In other words, I am nothing. But you can't sell t-shirts with that. There wouldn't be anybody that would buy it. You could set up all kinds of business models and say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put these inequality. That's an inequality, by the way, in mathematics. When you have a greater than sign, that's an inequality. All right. I am not equal to you. In other words, I am greater than you. But if you tried to, if you put other, I am less than you or I am nothing t-shirts, you'd have a whole warehouse full of them that you couldn't give. You probably couldn't even give them away, because nobody's going to plant that on their chest and wear it out in public. But they'll buy this stuff, okay? But that's where you are today, and that it affects the gospel and evangelization of the lost in a very profound way. Because today the arrogance of individuals is so profound. To communicate that Jesus Christ is all in all, and that we must bow before Him, and we must receive His truth, and that we must repent and believe His gospel, that goes totally against what this society is all about. And so it's just another manifestation, though begun as a joke. Okay, ha-ha, this is the reality of where we are. And then we justify, I am something. Thing. It was a self-esteem statement, and it went on and on. I am great. I am wonderful. I am, and it just went on and on and on. It was a huge poster. I am this. I am that. It went all the way through teaching self-esteem things. So if you say that enough, you'll come back and say, yeah, I am pretty good, you know. I'm not as bad as so-and-so over there. I'm not cutting anybody's heads off. You know, I mean, I'm not like those people over there. And then we start justifying how we live. And that's why it's so hard to evangelize in the United States. It's so hard to evangelize. When I was in India preaching the gospel, those people were on the edge of their seats. And then in Haiti, preaching to those preachers, they're on the edge of their seats just listening intently to the Word of God. And what do we find today? We got people in church. Text messaging. We have to have signs now in churches. Please turn off your cell phones. Please turn off your text. Please don't be texting during the church service. Okay? Now you would think that would just be just common courtesy, right? But now we got to put signs up, because people aren't thinking worshiping God. They're thinking what? I can't miss a message. Not this message. Oh, I can miss that. I can miss this. See how difficult it is to get the gospel out these days? If people will text message in church and not listen to the message, because they're more concerned about a message that they get, somebody really important, they need to get a hold of me right now, and I got to get back with them, and the whole time the preacher's preaching, they're not listening to a thing. They're going to miss the message. They're going to miss the word. And one of these days, the Bible says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we are going to bow before Him, and the books, the Bible says, shall be opened. And you know one of the books that's going to be opened? This precious book right here. The revelation of God will be opened. And all those that are found wanting apart from Christ at the great white throne judgment will be cast into the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not. Okay? I don't care what Rob Bell says. Okay, he's the emergent church leader these days, who just wrote a book saying that any teaching about hell, any teaching about a lake of fire is all fantasy. It's all fantasy, because God is love. And God could not be love if he sent people to hell. God doesn't send them to hell. People choose to go there because they won't listen to the message. Our missionaries, I want you to pray for our missionaries. All right? It's much bigger than, Lord, please help them to get their monthly support. That's wonderful. But they are having to do just like we are here in America. They're dealing with cultures today that are being overwhelmed with technology. You go to Haiti. I was overwhelmed. There is cell towers all over that island. Children in dumps looking for food, but everybody's got a cell phone and can text message and can receive the news. Something's wrong with that picture. And yet, the need for salvation is greater than it ever has been. The need for the gospel to be proclaimed. So we have to pray for our missionaries. Lord, help them. Help them not to get discouraged. Help them to be able to preach the Word of God clearly and plainly, and that those that are in their services will listen. Is that how you pray when you pray for our missionaries? Pray that the people they minister to will listen. That's one of my prayers every service that we have here. Lord, may everyone that's present be listening. May they give their undivided attention to their Sunday school teacher, to the preaching of the Word of God, not because of who is speaking, but what is being taught from the Word of God, because you're going to be held accountable. One day, you're going to be held accountable for what's in this book. So, whenever the book is opened and the Word of God is given, and when a verse like this is read, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. You know why there's so much tension in churches these days? There are people that are at each other's throats because they esteem themselves greater than others rather than the other way around. If I esteem Mr. O'Pager greater than myself, and he esteems me greater than himself, we're not going to have a problem with each other if we're both in Christ. Amen? All right? But if I start esteeming myself greater than he, and he starts esteeming himself greater than me, we're going to have problems. And that's what we have today in our churches. Tension, problems. People won't look across and say, oh, look what they're wearing today. I can't believe what they're wearing. They wouldn't go and pray for them. Oh, no. But I'm going to get them next time I see them. I'm going to get them, you know. Think bad thoughts all week about them. But won't go fall on their knees and pray two words for them. That's a problem. What you're doing, whether you know it or not, what you're doing is this. I am greater than you. And you've swallowed the world's philosophy. See how it works? Isn't the Word of God so wise? Boy, it is so wonderful. It is so wise. It is up to date. It's not ancient and out of date. Boy, I read that verse of Scripture on Sunday. I was looking, I said, I've got to find that verse of Scripture because it was on my heart and everything. And I went to Philippians 2 and there it was. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You talk about a problem solver if we just submit lowliness of mind. Not haughtiness of mind, lowliness of mind. And then I'll say, you know what? I need to pray for that individual. I need to pray more for them. I need to be a stronger witness to them. I need to be a help to them, rather than esteeming ourselves greater than they are. That's Bible. That's just as much Bible as for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Do you believe that? That's just as much Bible. Oh, we love to pick and choose. Oh, we love the gospel. But whenever it starts getting personal, starts pointing me out and starts putting us under the thumb screws of the Scripture, we start squeezing out like Jell-O, don't we? That's not going to affect me. Well, do pray for our missionaries because they're up against it. There is a pastor tonight in Iran, I don't know if you saw it in the news today, who is a born-again believer. This was carried by Frontline Missions. as well as several other fundamental missions agencies. This particular pastor has had a very strong witness for Christ, and he was ordered by a judge to recant his faith or face execution. And he has said, renounce my faith. This is all I have. I have nothing to renounce to. And they said, the judge interrupted him, said, how can you say that? You have the Muslim faith. And he said, that means nothing to me. That means nothing to me. And that judge was so angry. Now, there's no written law in Iran other than what clerics say that says that he should be found for execution. But it looks very strongly like this. Unless there's some intervention of some way, shape, or form, this man's going to be executed. He's been held since 2009 in prison. They arrested his wife in 2010, trying to put pressure on him to recant and to move back to the Muslim faith. And he wouldn't do it. They finally released her this year. And now they've got him under the gun, and they're saying, we're going to execute you if you don't recant your faith. I thought that was only Fox's Book of Martyrs. That's 2011 in Iran. You know the peace-loving religion people? I'm so sick of political correctness. I'm so sick of political correctness. Here you have a government. There's no law to go by. This is just a cleric announced this. You know, and the judge is the cleric. And he said, you're going to die if you don't recant. How sad.